Please hold. Your feud is important to us.
This is JS Party, your weekly celebration of JavaScript and the web. Thanks to our partners at Fly.io. Fly makes it easy to launch your app close to your users all around the world. Find out more at Fly.io.
It's time to play Front End Feud!
Hello, and welcome to Front End Feud, our award-worthy game show, where rival podcasts duke it out in the court of JS Party listener opinion. Yes, we have surveyed 163 of our loyal, intelligent, ridiculously good-looking listeners with open-ended questions, compiled their responses, and tallied them up. Through six rounds of play, our two teams will attempt to guess the most popular answers to these questions. The team with the most points after six rounds wins. Let's meet our contestants, the defending three-time champs, Una Kravitz and Adam Argyle from the CSS Podcast. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We're ready.
Excited to have you back. And our challengers hail from compressed.fm, two-thirds of them at least. We're joined by James Q. Quick and Brad Garapi. Welcome, guys.
What's up? What's up?
Awesome to be here.
We are excited, and we are all secretly rooting for you, because how many times can the CSS Podcast keep winning over and over and over again?
Take this baton. Take it from me.
Look, we don't make the rules. We just play the game.
And you play it well. You play it quite well. I am your host, Jared Santo, and I traditionally drum up some witty questions to get to know our players, but I didn't have enough time, so I tasked our intern, Jerry, with viewing each of your internet profiles and writing a question for me, which I will read aloud for the very first time now. Una, let's start with you. Actually, under your team, it just says, everybody knows Una and Adam, CSS, blah, 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 bright colors, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you just lose? We've all had enough already.
Oh, thanks, Jerry.
So that's inappropriate, but I guess no further questions. Let's turn now to Team Compressed FM. James, your name is James Q. Quick. When do you plan on suing Mishko Hevery and the Quick Web Framework team for blatant name plagiarism and copyright infringement?
It's in the works. It's I can't talk about it too much because of legal issues. But it's also worth noting that it's spelled differently. So I don't know how much of a legal standing I have.
You're ruining your case right now. You should not be talking.
I think they probably realize that too, though. So they would probably bring that to their defense.
Well played. Well played. Brad, according to your website, bradgarapi.com, you're a growing content creator, but you write your name in all lowercase. When are you going to grow up and use capital letters? Jerry, that's so wrong. You are fired. I'm sorry, Brad. Good intern.
Hey, look, the less decisions I have to make about what's capital and what's not and how you spell front end and when it's capitalized, the easier my life is.
I'm down with hyphens on the front end. I don't know how y'all feel. I just get rid of the front end. I get rid of the hyphen and I squash it all together. What's your hot takes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's his small anti-capitalist protest.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's play this game, shall we? Each round begins with a face-off or an interface-off, if you are into puns, in which one member of each team steps up and gets a first chance to guess. Now, unlike the real Family Feud, we do it serially, not in parallel, because internet latency. So you'll take turns, and whoever matches the highest answer on the board gets to play that round. The team that plays will guess repeatedly until they get three strikes, at which point the other team has a chance to steal all the points in the round by matching anything left on the board. The only real rule is when you're in your regular turns, you cannot confer with your teammate, but during steals, you can confer. Are there any questions?
Are you ready to lose?
Are you talking to Jared?
Not a chance.
I win every time. I don't know what you are talking
Jared's
about.
Jared's always the winner.
Yes. If not, I at least declare that I am. Okay, let's load up our game board.
I'm scared.
And let's play round one. We will begin with James versus Una. Step right up. And Una, we will begin with you. We asked JS Party listeners to name the person who created their favorite software library or framework. The top four responses are on the board. I will say that to make the board, and a response had to get at least five people to say it. So anything four or less did not make the board. We have four answers. Yuna, what do you think is at the top of that board?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is Dan Abramov.
Okay, show us Dan Abramov. I'm sorry, Dan is not a top four name.
Wow, interesting.
Which means we go to James with an opportunity to take the board.
I'll go Guillermo Rausch.
Show us Guillermo Rausch. Oh boy, very interesting. We are 0 for 2. Goes back to Yuna now. We continue to face off until one of you match the board.
Rich Harris.
Show me Rich Harris. Oh, you got it. He is number 2, Rich Harris, with 17 responses. Now, because you went first, James gets one more chance. If he can match that number 1 spot, then Compressed will play the round. If not, you win the round. So, James, one more guess. What's above Rich Harris?
I am really not sure. I guess I'll go Mishko from Angular, and then maybe Quick counts too.
Okay. Show us Mishko Hevery. I'm sorry, Mishko is not in the top four. So CSS Pod is playing this round. You have number 2. That's Rich Harris. We asked everybody to name the person who created their favorite software library framework. Adam has been over there waiting in the wings. You've had lots of time to think. What do you think, Adam?
There's another Adam. The last name is Wathen. I think he's on there.
Ooh.
Show us Adam Wathen. Are incorrect. And you get one strike. So now back to Yuna.
Wow.
We have numbers 1, 3, and 4. They're out there. Lots of names, though. This is tough. What are you thinking?
This is a really hard one. I feel like we've said a lot of people that I would expect to be on here. Oh, let's try Evan Yu for Vue.
Okay, show us Evan Yu.
Yep.
Number 1 answer. 21 people.
Wow.
Nice.
Named Evan Yu as the person who created their favorite library framework. We go back to Adam.
That was my next one.
Oh, no.
And then my list is out, except I have one more here, but it's not a framework. They created like a platform, and I'm like, I don't know if anyone's going to write that. Okay, creator node, Ryan Dahl.
Show us Ryan Dahl. No Ryan Dahl. 2 strikes. Back to you in the last strike.
Oh, this is so hard.
And then we have Compressed with the opportunity to steal.
Oh, man, this is a hard one. Who created jQuery?
That's
a favorite. Oh, I think it's John Resig who created jQuery.
I think you're right.
Show us John Resig. You are correct. And he is the number 3 person.
I'm out of ideas now.
Wow.
With just 1 left on the board.
I'm shocked about that.
Excellent guess. You have 52 points on the board. You got 1 strike left. Got to land that last spot. We go back to Adam. This is tough.
If I can't land this, they could steal the whole board.
This is correct.
Some high pressure.
I don't have any more ideas, though.
High pressure. I mean, so we kind of already went through. So we named some huge frameworks. Folks, okay, so John Resig's on there. After jQuery, Svelte, and Vue, React wasn't on the board for some reason. At least Dan wasn't. I don't think we're going to get into, like, Backbone. You know, like, you know, it's not Addy Asmani or anything like that. Oh, it's a library or framework. It's so tough. Okay, CinderSource.
Interesting. Good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Show us CinderSource. I'm sorry, but that is not the third person.
It's okay, Adam. So that was a great guess.
You have scored 52 points. You hold on to those unless...
Oh, we do.
James and Brad can steal. No, unless they steal.
Unless.
Got to finish my sentences
big
faster.
Caveat.
Yes. So, Brad and James, you can confer. You can talk amongst yourselves. You get one guess, and you have to match that fourth spot to steal the board.
Okay, so my take is this is probably a library. I think we've exhausted all the frameworks at this point, and I can think of a few like big-time library authors. I was going to go with Syndra. That's a really great guess. But if we try to think of like single big name libraries, I'm thinking maybe Tanner Lindsley for like React Query, things like that.
Mm.
Or maybe like Ryan Florence for React Router, Reach UI.
Oh, I would probably, yeah.
Remix. I mean, that would be good. That could go up there.
Also just a big name like across the board too.
A big name
across the board. I also thought about Astro just because the hype with Astro now, like if people answered recently, there's a chance that they would have been popular enough. I would probably go Remix or Astro versus Tanner Lindsley just because of like definition of framework.
Yeah, it's a software library or framework. And I think Ryan Florence at least crosses both of those boundaries there. So I might go Ryan Florence.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it said software library or framework. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Say it again. Ryan Florence, final answer?
Ryan Florence.
All right. For the steal is Ryan Florence in that fourth slot.
Oh,
I'm sorry, he is not. So
man, this is how we win.
how
this is our technique.
How was jQuery on there?
Yeah, how is
jQuery?
Yeah,
who
John
voted for jQuery?
Wow.
Yeah, that was wild.
We will award the 52 points to Team CSS Podcast. We will reveal the fourth slot, the author of a little.
It's probably one of the ones you talked about.
Static site generator called 11D. It's Zach Leatherman.
Oh, really? Wow, congrats, yes. Zach. You're in the top four, yo.
Wow.
Now, let's talk about some runners-up, because all the names that you guys named got votes. Yes, so Tanner Lindsley got four.
Dan's not on there, just given the listenership.
Ryan Carniato got four from Solid. We got Jordan Walk. He created React, right, with four.
Yep.
Ryan Florence had three. Ryan Dahl had three. Mm-hmm. David Hennemeyer Hansen from Rails got three. Dan Abramov got three. Adam Argyle got three.
Yeah, he did.
Open props.
Wow. Which is better. You all did better than Tim Berners-Lee, who got two shout-outs. Patrick JS got a vote. If anybody who's been tracking the everything saga, Patrick JS unleashed on NPM. That was a funny one. And then there's one vote for Bob from Accounts. So shout-out to you, Bob, for an awesome job creating someone's favorite library or framework.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. That goes to the end of round one. CSS Pod takes an early lead with 52 points. Compressed. Just getting started.
Please hold. Your feud is important to us. What's up, friends? This episode of GS Party is brought to you by our friends at Vercel. And I'm here with Lee Robinson, aka Lee Rob, VP of Product over at Vercel. So Lee, let's talk about Vercel's front-end cloud. I know Vercel supports over 35 frameworks, but the question I often hear is the happy path on Vercel Next.js? Are you optimizing the best experience, the sugar on top, so to speak, for those using Next.js?
Yeah, it's a great question because, of course, we're biased because we make Next.js, that we really like Next.js. But the idea behind the front-end cloud and the idea behind a concept we call framework-defined infrastructure is that we want to make it as easy as possible for you to write code in the frameworks that you prefer and still get to take advantage of all of the cloud infrastructure primitives and the developer experience platform that Vercel provides in that same model. So tangibly, this framework-defined infrastructure concept means that I write code in my framework native way, and Vercel is gonna do the heavy lifting of transforming that into managed infrastructure. So in Next.js or in Nuxt or in SvelteKit or Remix or all of these frameworks that we support through framework defined infrastructure, I'll write my code in their framework API. So I wanna do server side rendering, great. I'll do it through their conventions. When I deploy to Vercel, our platform is going to transform that code to work with our managed infrastructure that's very scalable and also flexible for what developers need.
Okay, so help me break down what you mean when you say the front-end cloud. I get Vercel, front-end frameworks, all that good stuff, but break that down for me. What exactly is the front-end cloud?
We believe that there should be tools designed and built by and for front-end developers. We want to have tools that help enable you not only from the framework and the code that you're writing with React or Vue or Svelte, all the way up to the platform that allows you to deploy your code, not only in US East, but around the world as well too. And I think historically, a lot of tools for developers have been built backend first, have been built for the backend developer. If you think about AWS, right, it's a great backend cloud. It has a suite of tools that you can pull from and really craft and build anything that you want. But when you're building the front end of your application, there's a lot of things that are undifferentiated. It's like, I don't really want to have to stitch together all of these different pieces and set up my pipelines and set up all of this front end infrastructure. I just want to build a really good product. And really what the front end cloud means to me is focusing more on the product experience and focusing more on the user experience and just letting a platform like Vercel's front-end cloud take care of all of that infrastructure and tooling for you.
Very cool. I love it. With zero configuration for over 35 frameworks, Vercel's front-end cloud makes it easy for any team to deploy their apps. Today, you can get started with a 14-day free trial of Vercel Pro or get a customized enterprise demo from their team. Visit vercel.com/changelogpod to get started. That's vercel.com/changelogpod.
Let's go to round two. And we now have Brad and Adam facing off. Let's start with Brad. We asked JS Party listeners to name the first CSS property that comes to your mind. The top six responses are on the board. Brad, what do you think is at the top of JS Party listeners' minds?
I'm going to go with margin.
Show us margin. It's on there at the number five wow. slot with seven responses. So, lots of opportunity for Adam to match higher than that. Adam, what are you thinking?
That's very good. I'm going to say display.
Show us display. Number one answer, display.
Wow. Oh, yes, CSS. Dang.
I'm never going to get rid of these two. Okay. CSS pod is playing round two as well. We go to Yuna. You've matched two of six. What else do you think in terms of CSS properties is in the minds of JS Party listeners?
I'm going to go with the first CSS property that I learned, which is color.
Show us color. You got it. Slot in there at number two, worth 37 points.
How else right? do you know your CSS is working?
Oh, that gave me an idea for another one.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't
need to be quiet.
Do they not need any help? All right, Adam, back to you.
Font size.
Show us font size. This one is grouped underneath the very broad category of font dash star. So family, size, etc. 11 votes on font. Two left, slots three and six. Back to Yuna.
All right, I'm going to go with background.
Mm. Show us background. You got it, background.
Woo!
Slot in there at number three. No strikes yet. You guys are just batting 1,000 this round. I guess it is. CSS properties makes a little bit of sense.
That's how we get the big points.
Adam.
Just kidding. The last one's the hardest.
Right, you Match lined up those win. Pop cans and we grabbed our daisy and we're hitting these over. I'm pretty sure the last one's padding.
Can they go six for six? Show us padding. Yes, they
wow.
can.
Hot diggity.
Hot wow.
diggity. Nice one. Way to bring around there.
A perfect round scoring 130 points.
Wow. I think that's our first. I don't think we've ever done that before.
We've never done that before.
I don't think anyone's ever done that before, so congratulations, you two.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're asking the CSS podcast about CSS properties.
You should see our next one. It's all about compression algorithms. These guys are going to kill it. Coming up, runners-up, we had border, which had four mentions. Float had four, even some clear fix involved there. And then one person had debugging on the mind. They said border, thin, solid, red. So I think that's something we're all can enjoy as well. All right, that's round two. After two rounds, let's award those points. CSS pod 182, compressed. Y'all know what compressed score is. Let's not say it out loud. Okay, round three. We go back to Yuna and James for the interface off. Step right up. And we'll let James go first this time. We asked JS Party listeners to name their favorite coding website. The top five responses are on the board. James, if you can hit number one, don't give them a chance to play. I would suggest that.
Oh, is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Is just do better than we're doing right now? That would
make sense. If you score more points than them, you'll win. So that's my other strategy.
Oh, it's a point game.
Yes.
Now I get it. This is hard to think about, like, what level the audience is at, but I'm going to go free Code Camp.
Okay. We asked our listeners about their favorite coding website. Is free Code Camp one of the top five? Yes, it is. However, it's in the five slot. So that opens the board to Yuna for a chance to take it. Just have to match one through four. What do you think?
Okay, my guess is GitHub as a coding website.
Sounds like a safe guess. And it is a safe guess. Number three.
Sorry, James. I know.
Okay, so CSS Podcast plays the board again. They have github.com at number three, freecodecamp.org at number five, and there are slots one, two, and four still available. We go to Adam. Favorite coding website?
All right, I'm pivoting because apparently I was not thinking like everyone else, and I have a whole list of names that I think are not good. So I'm going to pivot and say Frontend Mentors.
Okay, show us Frontend Mentors. I'm sorry, that did not make the board. Strike number one. Back to Yuna.
All right. I had a couple thoughts, but I'm going to say ChatGPT.
Show us ChatGPT. Oh.
Oh, I for sure thought it would be on there.
The plot thickens.
If we were honest, it would be.
Yeah. Is it a website? I guess it kind of is a website, isn't it?
It's a website. OpenAI.chat or whatever, chat.openai.com.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
It's okay.
I got mine. I'm just going to go back to my original train of thought. Okay. And say CodePen.
Show us CodePen. It's on there. Slotting in at number two. Good guess. Okay, so one and four are still blank. We have CodePen, GitHub, and Free Code Camp. Yuna, back to you.
Okay, so on that same vein, I believe it's called Code Sandbox. It's a very similar vibe. So I'm going to go with that. Code Sandbox.
Show us Code Sandbox. I'm sorry, but it's not.
Is that not the name?
That is the name.
That's the right name. That's
definitely
right
name. Yeah.
Okay.
Just didn't quite hit the top five. Okay, guys, here's your big opportunity. There are 48 points plus whatever you score. If you land number one or number four, you can confer and steal.
I've got MDN
Nobody said MDN.
People don't typically love it.
Or do we just go what everybody's thinking and you say Stack Overflow?
Oh.
Nobody said Stack Overflow.
Do people love Stack Overflow?
Nobody's mentioned CSS Tricks or what was that one that Chris Sev sold?
Scotch.
To Dio Scotch. I feel like that would be lower though.
CSS Tricks was like sold too, right?
Yeah, it's kind of been dormant for a little bit.
Which I feel like would still be up there, but it may be a little less top of mind.
Yeah. I think MDN or Stack Overflow, something with docs, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like people are more likely to say Stack Overflow.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's lock it in then.
Locking it in? All right. Stack Overflow for the steal. Is it a favorite?
Come on.
Yes. It is. At number four.
See, this is what happens now that I know we're supposed to get points to win. Now I know how
responses.
To
so there's,
I put that on my list, but I thought nobody would pick it, so I chose ChatGPT instead.
So there's 60 points to steal there. We'll award those to Team Compressed, and we will reveal favorite website of JS Party listeners. You guys were onto it. It's developer.mozilla.org.
Yep. It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Honorable mentions. This round, we have a mention of CSS Tricks pre-acquisition.
Yeah.
We have CSS Tricks with a frowny face. And we have CSS Tricks gone but not forgotten.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
That's cool. It's still on there.
It was definitely mentioned three times, all in such a manner. Okay, so you're on the board now. It's still anybody's game. There are three more rounds to play, and I didn't say at the beginning, but the last two rounds are double points. So in terms of the point spread, you guys have plenty of time to come back. All right. We move now to round four. This is the inverted round, so it doesn't work like regular rounds. There's no interface off. There's simply passing back and forth of opportunities to guess, and you're trying to match the board, but you're actually trying to match the bottom side of the board. So You want the least popular of the most popular responses. The lower on the board you are, the higher the points scored. So we'll just alternate between teams. We will start with Compress, since you won the previous round, and we'll go with Brad. We asked our listeners to name the first HTML element that comes to your mind. As a reminder, you do not want to guess the most popular one because you'll score less points that way. What do you think?
Okay. Popular, but not popular.
Exactly.
Not too popular.
You know, paragraph, the P tag. It's run of the mill, gets the job done.
Right down the middle.
Not top of mind.
You know it, but you don't love it. Okay. I know what you're thinking about there. Let's see. Is the P tag anywhere on the list? Yes, it is. And it's right there in the middle.
Come on.
Right at number four.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Right.
So 9 people said the P tag. That scores you 20 points. So we'll go ahead and award those. And we'll go over to Adam now. There are 6 answers on the board.
All right. I'm going to say the image tag. Show me image at 5.
Show Adam image at 5. I'm sorry. Oh, image is just too obscure. Okay. We go now to James.
I'm going to go span.
Show span.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Also too obscure. Rats. Yuna.
Oh, there's so many options, but which one is just popular enough yet obscure enough? All right. I'm going to go with LI for list item.
Show us list item. Oh boy.
Why?
We're in the land of too obscure here. We got to go a little more mainstream.
Oh, no. Y'all are making me feel Brad. Better, though. That's cool.
You're up again, Brad.
I'm going to go for body.
Show Brad body. You got it. And the least popular of the most popular.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Yes.
5.
I definitely would have thought that would be at the top.
5 people said body, and so it's worth 30 points. We'll award those now.
Nice.
Already closing the gap, compressed at 110, CSS bot at 182. Back to Adam. There's still 4 things left to match.
What is button?
This isn't Jeopardy. Yes. Are you just asking me what a button is?
Why don't people use the button? Why do they keep abusing A tags?
What is button? Button is wrong. That's what button is.
Shame. Right. It's button shame is what button? It is. Dang.
Yes.
This is really hard to gauge when you're going on the board, but low.
Right.
Div.
Show us div.
Yes.
Guesses really? Where div land?
It's got to be number one, right?
Number one.
It's hard to find that middle ground.
But hey, 5 points is 5 points. So just take it.
That's right.
Take the money and run. All right. We are back at Yuna.
Okay. I'm going to go with main.
Show us main. Not on the board. 1, 4, and 6 are taken. Slots 2, 3, and 5 are still out there. Brad, what do you think?
HTML. The HTML element.
Show us HTML. Not top of mind. Not top of mind. There are so many choices here, aren't there? Okay, Adam.
I need to get one now at this point. I'm just like, okay, the anchor tag, the A tag. I tried button, but maybe this one's on there. Please.
I think people like anchors quite a bit more than buttons. And they sure do. It is the number 2 response. 13 people, so worth 10 points. We'll award those now. And go back to James.
Ugh, I don't like it. Let's go script tag.
Show a script.
Dang.
No scripts on this page. Yuna.
How about the nav tag? It's usually one of the first elements. Build.
Show us nav.
Their sites.
No, ma'am. Brad, back to you.
Dang.
The head tag.
Show us the head tag. It's in there. Oh, and at number 5,
yes.
25
good
points.
Brad.
Brad's on fire.
Yes. Wow.
That leaves us with just 1 element left at number 3. Adam, a chance to score some points here.
Yes, I choose... Based on what's on the board there, H1.
Good guess.
Oh, yeah. Nobody said headers yet.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Why don't you start at H2 or H3 is my question. Okay. Show us H1.
Accessibility.
It'd be more obscure than H1, but you are absolutely right.
Yes!
H1 is right in there at number 3, worth 10 points. We will award those to your team.
Game. 15
now, points.
So in order of appearance, Div, A, H1, P, head, and body. After round four, the inverted round, the gap is tight. We have CSS Pod still in the lead with 207, but Compressed FM with 140. So it's anybody's game. And facing off in round five is Brad versus Adam. Starting with Adam this time, this is a double point round. So a lot of points on the board. We asked JS Party listeners, in a word, software development makes me blank. They're supposed to fill in that blank with one word. Adam, which word do you think they filled in the blank with?
I'm going to go first with money.
Software development makes me money.
Yes.
It does. And they said that. Number two answer. 30 people said either money or rich or cash or those kind of things. So, yes, worth 60 points, but still the number one answer out there. So, Brad, if you can stay on fire, hit number one, then you guys play this board and there's lots of points out there.
I think the question is whether to go positive or negative here. And I suppose, you know, we're all doing it because we like it. So I'm going to say some version of software development makes me happy.
We know it makes us money slash rich. Does it make us happy? Yes, it does. But at what slot is the happiness? It's at number one. Look at that. Oh, nice. Brad is streaking nice. Over here. And Compressed gets to play this round. They already have 146 points on the board and three answers left to match. So we go to James. In a word, software development makes me blank. What are you thinking?
I'll go negative. Tired.
Show us tired. You got it. Nice. Number four answer. Tired, stressed, and that also
Uni yawns.
Well timed.
Yes. All right. No strikes yet. Two answers left to take round five. Back to you, Brad.
We spend most of our time dealing with bugs, probably. So maybe some form of like frustrated.
Show us frustrated. Yes. Number five answer, angry slash grumpy slash frustrated. Six people answered that, worth 12 points. So you've got all but the number three answer so far. No strikes, 182 points. This will take the lead if you can finish this board. Looking good, guys. What do you think, James?
How much time do I have?
3 seconds. No, I don't know. Where are you going to leave or are you going to come back?
No, sorry. I just have no idea.
Okay.
That makes me...
Well, I can stall for you while you think. So at number one, worth 86 points, 43 people said happy or fulfilled. Number two's money and rich, 30 people. Number four was tired and stressed, 12 people. And number five was angry and grumpy, 6 people.
I'll go confused.
That's good.
Does software development make people confused? I'm sorry, not enough to match the board. So there's your first strike. But there's just one answer left, so it's definitely not easy pickings at this point. Brad?
I'm going to go with software dev makes me burned out.
I'm going to call that a duplicate under tired and stressed. And okay. Not, and so guess another one.
Okay. How about creative?
Does software development make our listeners creative to take the entire board? Yes.
Yes.
It does. Wow. Number three answer. All this right. was grouped Whoa. Into excited, stimulated, and creative. These things were grouped together. Wow. And so you got it, James. Very good. That's 207 points in this round alone. No chance to steal. So we will award those points. And with that, Compressed has 347 and the lead.
Wow, the lead.
And CSS Podcast has one last chance.
You sure you don't want to just call it?
No. One last chance. Let's do this, Adam.
I feel like five rounds is plenty. I'm getting kind of tired.
This is a changelog news break. Vanna.ai is a Python RAG framework for accurate text to SQL generation. It lets you chat with any relational database by accurately generating SQL queries trained via RAG, which stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation, to use with any LLM that you want. You load up your data definitions, your documentation, and any raw SQL queries you have laying around into Vanna, and then you're off to the races. Vanna boasts high accuracy on complex data sets, excellent security and privacy, because your database contents are never sent to the LLM or a VectorDB. It boasts the ability to self-learn by choosing to auto-train on successful queries, and a choose-your-own front-end approach with front-ends provided for Jupyter Notebook, Streamlit, Flask, and Slack. You just heard one of our five top stories from Monday's Changelog News. Subscribe to the podcast to get all of the week's top stories and pop your email address in at changelog.com/news to also receive our free companion email with even more developer news worth your attention. Once again, that's changelog.com/news. Now, round six, for the first time in front-end feud history, is both double points and inverted. So this one might get crazy.
What?
Double points and inverted. So everything's doubled and we play inverted style. So there will be no face-off. We asked our listeners to name the first protocol that comes to their mind. And we'll start with CSS Pod with Yuna.
The first that comes to my mind is HTTP or HTTPS.
Okay, show me HTTP. It's in there and it's the most selected answer. 92 people actually said that out of 167. So that's a huge number. And we'll award you, we're 10 points. So you're closing the gap. And we go now over to James.
I think this counts as a protocol. I'll go GraphQL.
Show us GraphQL. Sorry, no. Adam.
WebSocket. So like the WS.
Gotcha. Show us WebSockets. Sorry, no.
Wow.
Over to Brad.
Okay, it's inverted, so it's a protocol, but it's not popular. I'm going to go with TCP.
Show us TCP. It is in there at the number three slot. So 13 people worth 30 points. That's a nice
job, Brad.
Number there. We go back over to Yuna.
Okay, I'm going to go with File Transfer Protocol, or FTP.
FTP, the old file transfer protocol. Yeah.
What we used to use.
In my day, we FTP'd our files around. And apparently in JS Party listeners today as well. That one's on there and it's down near the bottom. Good job. Number four, worth 40 points.
Nice.
Dang.
Awarded to CSS Podcast. Okay. Back over to James. There's still two slots left, number two and number five.
I'm going to go REST, which may be lumped together with HTTP.
Show us REST.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Gosh.
No rest for the weary. Adam.
Oh, nice one.
I'm sorry.
That was good, Jared.
You're going to get arrested for that joke.
Oh.
That's worse. That was a worse joke. It was worse. It was way worse. Yours is better. I'm going to go with TLS because it's probably not right, but I'm going to say it anyway.
That's a good reason.
Show us TLS. Not right. Not right. Brad.
I'm going to kind of go bold here. We've got TCP, so let's do UDP.
Going bold. Show us UDP. Too bold.
The Universal Display Protocol. What is UDP?
Something data. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay.
Datagram. Universal Datagram Protocol. That's a guess. I don't remember.
Yuna's Data Protocol.
Yeah, it's yours. You Sweet. Own it.
Nailed it.
All right. Yuna, what's your data protocol for this next guess?
Okay. So I'm thinking it's kind of out there, but it's the next one that comes to mind, which is IMAP, or like the messaging one for email.
Ah, email. Okay. Show us IMAP. They're getting hard to come by. Number two and number five. Elusive. James.
Let's go IP, Internet Protocol. Like IP address.
Show us Internet Protocol.
sounds legit. Yeah.
It's legit.
Yes.
Number five is the least popular of the most popular.
Yes.
Dang. Worth 50 points. Holy cow. And we go back to Adam. There's just the number two slot on the board. I will say that in this particular category, I did zero lumping. There is no lumping. And I will say that that might be a hint. You're up, Adam.
I'm just going to say what I was going to say without your tip, because lumping is... There's
category.
No lumping protocol. So, it's how I like my potatoes, though. Give me some lumps.
Kind of like LARPing.
Yeah. Is that a protocol? Is a live action role protocol?
LARP protocol?
It should be if it's not one yet.
I'm going to say SMTP.
The Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. No, sir.
Rats.
But thanks for ignoring my tip.
I got your tip. I heard it loud and clear.
Brad heard my tip.
Come on, Brad.
Yeah. It's HTTPS.
That a boy.
The other.
Yes. Brad is picking up what I'm putting down. Yeah, he's picking up what I'm putting down. Yeah. No lumping. HTTPS.
That's the smoothest clue ever. No lumps
there. Lots of points, though.
I did say HTTPS with HTTP.
You said HTTP or HTTPS, and I gave you HTTP because...
Why didn't you give me the more points? Why didn't you give me HTTPS?
I tried to give them to Adam, and he wouldn't listen to my tip.
Anyway, we're getting killed right now by these compressed folks.
Other answers that happened was one person answered Morse code.
Classic.
Definitely a protocol. One person said Steve. And then one person said the first one. We asked them to name the first protocol, and they said the first one. So you're real smarty, aren't you?
I bet Steve created the first one, too.
He might have.
Just the titles together.
Sounds very sci-fi.
Well, I apologize, CSS Pod. There's no comeback here because we are out of rounds.
Wow.
We literally got to the end of the podcast after round six. Compressed has 447 points. CSS Pod with an admirable, but losing 257 points. And so after six rounds in play, our brand new front end feud champions are James and Brad from Compressed FM.
Congrats, y'all. You killed it.
Fun game.
Thank you. That was super fun.
So here we are, post-game. It's now time for our exit interview of our new champs. Brad, you were on fire out there. To what can you give credit to your play today? I mean, just spectacular.
For some reason, those inverted rounds really clicked with me. You know, I was just like, something good, but not too good.
Yeah, you were really on fire on the inverted. And James, I can't say you had the quickest answers, if I may continue my pun game, but... pretty accurate. Good job, man. How did you like it?
I loved it. I was just glad to be on Brad's team, though, because he definitely carried us. That was super fun.
I think you're right. Brad was definitely the MVP. Adam and Yuna, three-time champs, put up another valiant effort. You guys were off to a hot start. I thought maybe you were going to run away with it again.
Well, we couldn't win again.
The inverted rounds kind of, you guys struggled on the inverted rounds a little bit. I'm wondering what you might attribute that to.
I think it's a tribute to Brad killing it on those rounds. Okay. That's just a tribute to.
Brad was scary. He's bringing the spice. You know, it's a hot, hot answers, hot takes. It's good.
You know, I'm going to take away something from this session, though. I'm taking away some interior design tips from James and Brad. So we're not all going home empty-handed.
Don't forget that. To paint the ceiling.
Always look at the positive side. Have a good takeaway after losing your crown. But you guys have been such awesome players. How many times in a row? It's been ridiculous. I have to say, I was a little excited to see Brad hit fire there just because, you know, variety is the spice of life. That being said, we love having you guys on the pod all the time. Definitely maybe come back for some front end feuds. I think what would be cool would be to bring back past front end feuders, but then mix the teams up. So it's not like podcast versus podcast, but it's like a mix and mash. And we can kind of do something like that. Would you be up for something like that?
Absolutely.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, this game's fun. I'd also like to come up with my own questions and ask you, Jared, if you can.
I would love that.
The shenanigans.
What are Jared's top answers? Yeah.
I would absolutely love that. We should have a front end feud CSS podcast edition where it's like your guys' show. You run the thing. The game board's all out there, open source. I'll show you how to use it. And, you know, different audience. I will say, so to the very first round, name your favorite. The name of the person who made your favorite library or framework. Now, Zach Leatherman's a friend of mine, known him for a long time. 11e is an awesome project. He deserves to be on that list. But I will say that because it is JS Party listeners, and because you all know, we were coming up short on responses for a while. We had like 65, and we needed 100 in hours to be able to play. And so I asked you all to, you know, post about it on your socials, which you did. And Zach also did. And so he had a lot of respondents from his following
that no help
fill out the survey.
So Zach filled it out 5 times.
Exactly. And so thankfully we actually blew through our 100 mark threshold. I think we had like 160 something, which was awesome. Yeah. So we appreciate everybody who took time. I know that survey is kind of fun, but it's also longer than you expect it to be, because there's a lot of people that like look at it and then they just leave. Because there's 30 questions, it takes you a little bit of time. The reason why we do that is we can now play a handful of games without doing a survey every single time. But that is one of the reasons why you're like, what? You know, no disrespect to Zach at all. He's amazing. But like, there's some names not in that list that are like pretty popular names. And Zach was number four. And I think probably because it's just skewed to us is why it's like that. So I say all that to say, if we had more of these games with different audiences filling them out, might be interesting to see how they play out.
The HTML question was hard. That one was.
There's so many elements. But the CSS one, you guys drilled it. I think we never had a round like that before.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that was the perfect one. Yeah. Yeah, that was very defeating for a little while.
The protocol one was super tricky, though, just to come up with protocols, you know?
I know. I was out of ideas. I'm happy that you ended up getting the last one.
Yeah, you guys pretty much named all of them that I knew. So I think Gopher was the one I was going to fall back
to. I was going down the mail path.
Right. Yeah, IMAP, SMTP.
Yeah, SMTP.
We had GraphQL.
What's the interest REST. Server one? RCP? Or what is it?
GRPC?
GRPC, that's what I was thinking of. GRPC.
Yeah, I was thinking protobufs. That was going to be my next one.
Oh, I'm surprised that went on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. This has been Front End Feud. If you enjoyed this game, we've played it a bunch of times. So go back into the feed and search Front End Feud. You'll find a bunch of episodes on the website. You can even go to jsparty.fm/games and you'll have just a list of a bunch of games, including we play a game that's Jeopardy called JS Danger. And some other stuff. So definitely do that. If you like this format, of course, let us know. Hit up your favorite Front End Feud contestant. Tell them they did a great job and tell them that you'd like to have them play again so that we know that other people enjoy this. All right, y'all. This has been Front End Feud. I'm Jared. Thank you to Adam and Yuna once again from the CSS podcast and to our new champions, Brad and James from Compressed FM. Any ideas, fellas? Who would you like to defend your championship against in a future Front End Feud battle?
Ah, I got one.
You're going to call someone out? Let's do it.
I want to go up against Scott and Wes.
Okay.
Going big.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. We've had them on Front End Feud before, and so they're well aware and they enjoyed it. I can't remember. I think they got beat by the Shop Talk guys, and so they probably are ready. Yeah, they're probably ready to play again, so that would be cool. So no guarantees, but Compressed versus Syntax coming soon. Stay tuned to find out. All right. I'm Jared, this is JS Party. Thank y'all, and we'll see you on the next one. Like I said before, if you dig these game shows we do, head to jsparty.fm/games, where you will find a lot more Front End Feud, JS Danger, Pound to Find, Gopher Say, and more. And if you're listening on Spotify, search for Dev Game Shows. There's a playlist there for you. Next up on the pod, Shonda Person joins Nick and I to tell us all about how she transitioned from a sales role to being a senior software engineer at Netflix in record time. That's a fun one. You don't want to miss it. Subscribe now if you haven't yet. Head to jsparty.fm for all the ways. Or just search for JS Party in your favorite podcast app. You'll find us. Thanks once again to our partners at fly.io, to our Beat Freak in Residence, Breakmaster Cylinder, and to you for listening. If you dig the show, please do tell your friends and colleagues. And if you really dig it, hook us up with a 5-star review. That's all for now, but come back and party with us again next week.